What would you call a central heating unit? Or do you have any terms for
it? Well, the central heating unit is you, I would refer to it as a furnace. Forced air furnace, or
that's what you have here.
Central heating system.
And do you have any terms for storm windows? Do people have storm windows?
Yeah, yeah. We put them on before we leave in the fall.
But then that's what they call
storm windows. Yeah.
Okay. And as I came up from the, as I entered your house, I came up a
steps.
Uh-huh. Any other term for that?
Well.
Inside
steps. I mean, after you get up the steps, you're on this walk or the sidewalk.
Uh-huh. Oh, would you use the term stairs also?
Mm-hmm. I think of stairs as going up and from one floor to the other in the house.
Uh-huh. So that would be the distinction between steps and stairs.
Well, that's the way I think of them.
That's the way I think of it too. Okay. Well, we're gonna have to. I'm running a little behind, so we'll have to hurry up on household goods and clothing. Maybe we've been over quite a few of these. In this room here, you have quite a few of those wood things there.
Chairs.
Uh-huh. And other things, what's that called? You know, all these types.
Furniture.
Uh-huh. Maybe you could tell me a few types of furniture that you have in there.
Oh, there's a Davenport,
uh-huh.
TV, coffee table, easy chair.
Uh-huh. And is there something long you sit down on?
Well, I call it a Davenport. Mm-hmm. Couch, some people call it a couch.
Okay. I see. I have a couple things here. What would you call that right there over the top of
thermos?
Or right over the sink there. That piece of cloth.
Platter? There's a.
That there.
Oh. Washcloth, a dishcloth.
Uh-huh. Okay, and Jeff, desks?
Yeah. Desk, yes, there's a desk.
Is that the word you would use?
Desk, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, and are there types of buckets around here that you would use around the house or outside the house? That you would call them?
Buckets, yes. I don't think of any different kind of buckets. I mean,
I have, you know, what they're made out of, or just that
plastic or tin or.
Yeah, I agree with you. I couldn't think of any either. I don't use buckets that frequently myself. Another thing, when you take a shower, you dry off and you use a
towel.
Mm-hmm. And right here, when you turn that out, what's that called there?
Faucet.
Uh-huh. Is there another term you'd call for something? What pours out of there, by the way?
Water.
Uh-huh. Is there another term you would use for getting water out of something like that? Is there, besides faucet?
Turn on the water.
Or if there's a, for example, if there's a beer barrel and you stick something in.
A spigot.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they call a bung when they put a?
I think that's what. Okay. Okay, that's very good. Things you cook with in the kitchen.
Utensils, cooking utensils, yeah. Pots, pans.
The things you cook on, and there are different types of.
Yeah, you got to get microwave these days too.
That's true.
But skillet.
Uh-huh.
Electric skillet is used a lot.
Use the term frying pan at all? Mostly skillet.
Yeah, no, I don't think I think we've outgrown the word frying pan these days. I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Something you'd boil water in?
Tea kettle.
Uh-huh.
Pan.
Uh-huh.